I have the great fortune for introducing Deborah Fiorella. She is the SVP of Parks Technology at Universal Studios. She has over 20 years experience in IT and has done an amazing job of actively being involved in advancing women in technology. In her 5 years at Universal, she increased the number of women on our team by 20%. She increased the number of women on her management team by 40%. She helped she helped start the LA chapter of Tech Women, which now has over 500 members. And she's also on the board of Universal's Discover a Star charity. And on top of that, in her spare time, she mentors. So I find that amazing. It is very hard to juggle a full-time job. I have a number of accolades here from Universal about projects she led and leading digital transformation efforts, including, you know, the first date-based pricing system, lots of achievements, and does this in her spare time. So with that, I want to invite Deborah up and say, hope you'll all say congratulations for her for this honor.
So first, I want to thank my team. I have one of the most amazing teams out there. I have great business partners, and I have great leadership, all of them who really support what we're trying to do to advance women in technology. So thank you. They're here. You probably heard them. Yay! And I want to thank Women in Technology Hollywood for having a platform to recognize women who are fighting this fight and doing what they can, and for putting money, donating proceeds to local communities. It really shows the commitment, and that you're really, when you put visibility and money behind things, that drives change. So I think that's phenomenal and really appreciate that. And it's because now more than ever, it's important that we focus on this. One of the people that I'm around all the time hear me say this a lot, but technology is in everything that we do. We can't run, we can't hide from it anymore. It doesn't matter what business you're in, whether it's the technical end, the end product is actually a piece of technology, or it's involved in the value chain. Look at media and entertainment. It's technology is used in how we create it, it's how we deliver it, and most importantly, it's how our consumers consume it. And so if we don't continue to drive diversity in this, we literally are going to have the people creating it and designing it, and it's not going to be representative of the actual population that is going to consume it. And so that is a business problem. So if the inequity itself isn't enough to motivate us to focus on it, right? So it, what is it, 84% of engineers are men and 73% are white, and women, I think the last poll that was done in 2014 makes 79 cents on the dollar to men. If the inequity is not enough to motivate you, the business problem should be enough to motivate us all, men, women, it doesn't matter. I'm incredibly proud of everything that we've done. Tech Women, you know, we started back in 2014, she said 500 members. I mean, we've worked so hard. I mean, there's some women in the room here that helped build that together, some fearless women, and we've tried to just build programs that focus on the pipeline. Trying to recruit new women and to focus on retaining and inspiring the women that work with us, and then trying to get visibility and get more women into leadership roles, because that's really going to be what drives those are the engines and the levers that we have to work with, and we have to continue to focus on them. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who has given me support, and I look forward to continuing to work with everybody. Thank you.